The Eastern DRC situation has been long running. We believe that this is continuing because of irresponsible weapons transfers.
Where are these weapons coming from originally?
Most of these weapons, I think, are coming from the former Soviet Union area, and some definitely are being recycled within the region.
South Sudan is also experiencing fighting. What is being done to control the trafficking of small arms in the Horn of Africa, as some of the weapons in this area are ending up in South Sudan?
There have been a lot of peacekeeping movement, and weapons have been seized, and this is the increase in the conflict situation in South Sudan. Of course, some of them are also legally acquired weapons being used in the conflict. This is where the concern for this proliferation is coming from.
Where is the concern coming from? Could you elaborate on that?
All that the South Sudan conflict is not abating. You know, everybody thought that we had broke a successful peace situation there. But now it seems like the conflict is not ending.
One of the big things that's happening right now is that the first United Nations arms trade treaty is being drawn up currently. How can this treaty possibly have an impact on these regions such as Eastern Congo and South Sudan?
Well, if we're able to negotiate successfully this treaty, the hope is that transfers of weapons will become more stringent. State parties will be more careful in assessing the risk associated with each transfer before the transfer is effected. And we believe that these high standards perhaps will reduce the excessive flow of illegal weapons into many parts of the world.
But if these weapons are already illegal, how can a treaty actually improve the situation?
Well, it will strengthen the existing regional conventions and protocols in their implementation. Because, for example, if you take the ECOWAS sub-region, you discover that most of the states are now being responsible in terms of weapons stockpile management. But if you still get weapons coming from other places, and when people are queried, they say they are not under the regional convention.
After the fall of Gaddafi, a lot of fighters, but also a lot of arms, made their way into sub-Saharan Africa, especially into Mali. That contributed to a group of Tuareg fighters declaring independence in the north of Mali. How can the treaty actually make a substantial impact in situations like that in the future?
Yeah, one of the elements being negotiated under this treaty is that state parties will be more accountable in terms of shipment and transshipment. Therefore, weapons that were, for example, taken from Libya could have been checked perhaps by Niger and other transit routes.